The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde.
Message 1. US01LV.
Hello, Adam?
Yes.
Hey, Adam. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you today?
Pretty good. Could you give me, like, 5 minutes here real quick? I'm in the middle of something. I'll just hold up just a second.
Yeah, I don't mind holding. Take your time.
North port together. Right there, yeah. Okay, I'm back. How may I help you?
Okay, no worries. I'm calling from the Google Guarantee Department. So a few days ago, you clicked in your dashboard indicating that you wanted more information on Google Guarantee Leads.
Yes.
So is this a good time to review that information with you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, cool. So have you ever looked into Google Guarantee or done a search on Google and seen where it shows at the very top of the page?
No, I have not.
Okay. So just to verify, I'm looking here at your dashboard, and it shows me that you're a general contractor. What are the primary services that G&G Construction LP is offering?
We do basically anything and everything. Like,
gotcha.
Well, the basic thing that we're kind of focusing on is roofing, siding, windows and doors. New custom home, like new custom residential homes.
Okay.
Commercial office space, kind of in that area.
So it seems like general contractor, the keywords that are associated with general contractor are going to be best for you, because those are like accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patios, exterior finishing, roofing, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel, home renovation, interior finishing. Those are keywords you would offer?
Yes.
Okay. So if you do a search for any one of those services, at the very top of the page on Google, above the local map, because currently with us, you're listed within the local map, and then you've got Facebook ads and a number of other services. But with Google Guarantee, it would be considered an addition to what you currently have with Local Splash, and this is Google's own pay-per-lead program. So Google built this program to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. Did you ever try anything like Angie's or Thumbtack, anything like that?
Yes, I did. I did try Angie.
And how did you like it?
I'm actually currently still in it right now.
Okay, so you see a benefit in paying for leads?
I mean, not always, but like I said, I just started like 2 months now, and I did land quite a few jobs. So.
Beautiful.
I'm not saying it's all bad.
Yeah, but it's not perfect either. But I would imagine some of the things that you did maybe like have complaints towards would perhaps be things like the fact that you have to pay for leads even if they're not qualified or if you don't speak to the client?
Correct.
Okay.
Another thing I didn't really care for is that the information that I am paying for is getting shared with 5 different contractors, which I'm not a big fan of that.
Gotcha. Understood. So, and Google actually made their own pay-per-lead program to trump all of their pay-per-lead programs. So everything that you dislike about that, like the fact that you have to share the leads, that you pay whether or not you even talk to the client, that you have to chase the client down, and that you have to share the lead, all of that's been made right with Google Guarantee. So Google Guarantee shows at the very top of the page, above the fold, as it were, even above Angie's or Thumbtack, okay? And it says sponsored next to it, and then it says Google Guaranteed, because the guarantee is to the general public, Adam. And what Google is guaranteeing is that your company is a quality provider. You have been vetted, tried and true. They know that your company is absolutely stand up. Now, you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years, right?
No, I do not.
Okay. And you have Indiana driver's license and social security number for the United States?
Yes.
And you have general liability insurance for the business?
Yes.
Beautiful. There's no licensing requirement, but do you have a license, a business license of any sort?
Yes, we're commercial and residential license.
Beautiful. There's not a requirement for a Google guarantee, but that's only going to solidify your position. So what happens is there's an upfront $250 application fee. This goes to get yourself and the company completely background checked. How many face-to-face employees do you have that are going out bidding and doing the job on behalf of the company without you present?
So I do most of all the bidding, and well, I guess it's me and my brother and my father. We do all the bidding and everything else.
Okay. So it's a one-time $250 application fee for all of you, not individually. Okay?
Okay.
Now, once your Google guarantee approved, you will get that stamp and you will get the green check mark next to your business name that says Google guarantee. And then what happens is when you show up at the top of the page in the Google guaranteed section, it's an exclusive position. You're the only one we're working with in that area. You do not share the lead and the call comes directly to you. When the phone rings, you know that it's a Google guarantee lead coming through because it says so on the caller ID. And it gives the whisper feature right before you pick up the phone. But even more importantly, it's a caller that is interested in your services because they've gone to the Google guaranteed section and they've determined that they want to speak and work directly with you. The lead does not come to Local Splash and we decide whether or not it's a good fit for you. The client decides. Okay?
Yeah.
So you don't share the lead, they come directly to you, and the kicker is you only pay when it's considered qualified. So what happens is Google actually assigns a Google call tracking number to each of the businesses that's listed in this section. Now, the reason that they do that is for authenticity purposes because they have specific requirements that will determine whether or not this is a quality call or quality lead for your business. They have AI listening to each one of these phone calls. So when the phone rings, if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, that's unqualified and you would not be charged. If the person on the other end of the phone is requesting a service that you don't provide, let's just say you're not offering commercial projects. I know that you are, but let's just say that you're not for the sake of this conversation. You're not offering any type of commercial project. If you were to get a call for a commercial project, it's not a service you offer. It's not listed in your service profile. You would not be charged.
Okay.
The same is also true if it's outside of your service radius. So let's just say, you know, they're calling from an area that you do not provide services in. Again, it's not listed on your profile. It would be very hard for them to get a hold of you if it's not an area that you're servicing. They would have to go to a great length to call you from the Google call tracking number because it's specific. It's different than the call tracking number that we've assigned you. It's directly through Google. But if they called you and they asked you for a service that's not listed on your service profile because you do not offer that service, you would not be charged for that lead. You're only charged for the lead in the event that the client requests estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, which is very rare, if ever, that you're even able to do that, or B, if the client requests estimate face-to-face, meaning you set an actual appointment to go out and give estimate face-to-face with the client. Those are the only two instances that it's considered a qualified call. All other instances are unqualified. Your budget would not be charged.
Okay.
Now, are you ready for the cost per lead?
So, one more question. So,
sure.
I know lately on the Local Splash, I seen that it popped up the other day on my dashboard that I got so many leads, like 6 or 7 leads. But those leads there are just a bunch of other people that are trying to market for me.
Wow.
Like basically do the same thing that you guys are doing. Like they're telling me
really?
That you guys are you guys aren't the thing, and I should come with them because they could do better. They could get me number one on everywhere. And so what? So if you're saying if I get something like that, I wouldn't get charged for that. Is that correct?
Correct. They can't even call that number. But
okay.
If they did call that number, you cannot be charged for it. That's a sales or solicitation call. Absolutely not. And AI is listening to each one of those phone calls, and you have access to the call Local Splash dashboard to dispute. So say one slipped through the cracks, which is very, very rare, Adam. But if one slipped through the cracks for any reason whatsoever, what's going to happen is you would simply let us know, hey, this number isn't qualified. They didn't ask for estimate, and they didn't ask for face-to-face appointment. It's unqualified. It does not meet Google's requirement for a qualified call.
Gotcha. That's
okay. Now, you have access to your current call tracking system to DNC those calls. Any calls that are sales or solicitation, spam or robocalls, please let us know so we can DNC them for you.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
I will do that.
And you have access to do that through your dashboard, your call tracking system. If you have the call splash app downloaded on your phone, you can eliminate those.
I do not have the. It's just what's the app called?
Local Splash Call App. After this, I'll have an agent reach out to you so that they can go ahead and review how to download that and log in, and that way you can eliminate those type of calls coming into you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Now, what do you think of this program so far?
I like how the website and everything's set up, and like one thing, like you said, which this might help a lot is, I'd like to be to where if somebody types in as much as roofing, residential homes, like siding, like I'm showing up on their front thing. I'm not at the very bottom because it seems like most people are going to go for that top one.
And when it says guaranteed next to your name, can you just imagine how good that's going to be for you?
For sure. For sure.
Now, are you ready for the cost per lead? Because I think that you're going to be, I think that you're going to be very, very, how much are you paying for leads with the Angies?
It depends. I mean, we kind of vary. I think it's right around between 65 to 200, actually.
You're not going to believe this. Your cost per lead with Google Guaranteed Leads is $38.67.
No kidding.
Now, once in a while, they will do max lead bidding where, like, the cost will double, but we only do that once we get approval from you. If it's, like, a very hot time, say there's been a storm or whatever the case is, then we'll call you and we'll say, hey, we need to max lead bid. But the way that it works is if you choose to move forward today, we go ahead, we charge the one-time $250 application fee. That's non-refundable. It goes to get you guys background checked. The only requirement is that you upload the insurance document and your social security number and information on the application. Adam, the application literally takes 10 minutes. If you put dad and brother on there, cool. If not, if you're the main one who goes out and does it and you choose to leave them off, it's no big deal. You upload that document, the document to the application for us, and we process that with Google. Now, the processing time, what Google tells us to say, which it doesn't always or even usually take this long, Google tells us to say a max of 4 to 8 weeks. I see it happen a lot quicker. But once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, then we're going to contact you and say, hey, we're ready to activate the leads, and you're completely approved. Your minimum monthly budget in order to activate the leads is $505 for 13 Google Guarantee leads at $38.67. So it works like an escrow account. After you're approved, when you're ready to turn the leads on, you pay the $505. The leads would begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. So say you guys take on 2 leads, and now you're booked for a couple of weeks. Or you know that you're not going to be able to take on any new clients. Maybe you guys are taking a vacation. Perhaps you shut down for the New Year holiday. Whatever reason that you choose to call in and pause the campaign, Adam, wherever you pause the campaign financially is where it stops completely. It does not, is not an automatic $500 charge. It's a charge only directly to that budget when the lead is considered qualified. And I'll remind you, the leads are only coming to you You're the only one that we're working with in that area. And when you pick up the phone, it's the client on the other end of the phone. It's not another lead service. You're not sharing it. Okay?
Gotcha.
And that budget will roll over as long as you need to. So say you pause the campaign with $422 left in it for 18 months. That's where it stays. It's not an automatic monthly charge.
Gotcha. Okay, I gotcha. Understand. And like you said there, like, unless there is, I mean, if it's somebody else that's another lead program or anything, I do not get charged for that because that's not qualified. If it's a customer and they set up a face-to-face meet or I give them estimate over the phone, then that's a qualified lead, correct?
Those are the only two instances that it's considered a qualified call. Any type of sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, any person seeking employment with your company, any person asking for a service that you do not provide that's not listed on your profile, any person asking for a service outside of your service radius that is not listed on your profile, all of those things are considered unqualified. You would not be charged.
Okay.
You want to give it a
shot? Okay, and then one other thing I did want to ask was, so you said you needed my social.
We don't need it. You upload it on the application for the background check.
Okay, so that's just a secure site, though, correct?
Absolutely. And it goes directly through Pinkerton and Evident ID, so it's not being stored in our system in any way, shape, or form. We have gotten literally thousands of companies like yours approved, and we've never had a breach. Google's never had a breach. Pinkerton's never had a breach. Evident's never had a breach. Those are the two companies doing the background check, and those two companies do background check at the highest level with the federal government.
Okay, one other thing is, so my father started the business, so the business is underneath his name.
Mm-hmm.
So if I put my information, is that, it's like, I'm basically like the, I don't know, he goes around too, but I don't know if you want to put it as the superintendent or whatever. So I'd still be good to put my social and everything on and supply that insurance document?
Absolutely, because there's no license requirement. So if there was a license, some states require a license. Like Texas doesn't require a license for anything, but I live in California and they require a license to walk down the street. So if yours doesn't require a license in Indiana for general contracting. If it required a license, then yes, that license would need to be in your name or he would have to submit the documentation. But because it's not a requirement, the insurance is done in the business name and you're perfectly fine to submit your information.
Okay. Okay. Oh. So you're saying, like, if right now it would be a $250 to do all the background check and everything,
mm-hmm.
and then take, give or take, 4 to 6 weeks mm-hmm. would be the 505 for the lease.
Yes, sir. And we would contact you and say, okay, listen, your Google guarantee approved. We're going to charge the budget now. And if you're not able to pay the budget or you don't want to start the leads, then you have the option to say, hey, I don't want to start the leads yet.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I'd say let's go ahead and move on with that.
All right. So currently I have a visa ending in 8676 that your monthly charge of $229 goes on. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee to that card?
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to see that come across here in just a minute as Local Splash Application Setup Fee, and LSA, Local Service Ad. And that is a 100% tax write-off. I hope that you guys know that all advertisement that you're doing is a 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes.
For sure.
Beautiful. Okay. Not everybody knows that, especially as we start getting here to the end of the year. I like to remind you guys because I know it gets tough.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Anytime. Okay. So the next thing I'm going to do, Adam, is I'm going to go ahead and send the email over that's going to say Google Guaranteed Application. And what I'm thinking is I'll give you over the weekend to go ahead and fill that application information out, and we'll schedule your client interview for Monday. It's about a 15-minute phone call where the technician's going to review the information, upload the document, and we're good to go and go ahead and process everything. Is that fair? Give you the weekend with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
What time on Monday the 25th can I set a 30-minute interval to speak with you regarding the application?
Could we do that around, like, 12 p.m.?
Yeah, or we can even do it later in the evening if evening's better for you. You let me know.
Like, how late? Could we do 6?
I could do 6, absolutely.
Okay, let's do 6 o'clock. Okay.
You got it. You're going to see that invitation come across as GG Onboarding. Okay, and it's going to have your first and last name with your phone number, and it's going to serve as a placeholder. Now, I want to tell you this, Adam, and that is if you do not have the application completed, which as soon as you complete it and click submit, we know, but if it's not completed, then in that case, what's going to happen is we have to reschedule the client interview because that application has to be completed in order to do the client onboarding, okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I can have that completed. You said it's not too complicated, right?
It's extremely easy. And if you get a chance to look at it tonight, or today before 7, I'm here till 7, I'm going to send you a text with my direct extension. You can call me, you can text me if you need any help. You can say, Amy, I just need you to explain this to me or that to me or whatever the case is, and I will be glad to help you. It's going to say, you can submit the license document that you guys have, but it's not required. And to save any confusion, I would not submit it because it's not required and it's in your father's name. So where it says license, I would just put N-A because it's not required. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to send that over to you now. It will ask for the minimum monthly budget in there. What I want you to do in that case is you're going to put the 505 in there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, welcome to Google Guarantee, Adam. I think you're absolutely going to love it.
Okay. I hope so, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later. Bye now. we spoke the other day about my